Open in your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes. I must admit, I had no idea what I was going to minister on this evening. I was so in love with what I believe the Lord was encouraging me with this morning's message. But this did have a way of coming forth throughout the week and starting to come together. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8 is a great conviction to have if you're a believer. The wise man said, "Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit." You're going to need patience to find that the end is better. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and I ask that the Holy Spirit that inspired it will once again quicken it to our hearts. We look to you for our help. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs uses the word better at least 21 times when he makes a comparison, saying this is better than this, this is better than that. When you come to the book of Ecclesiastes, he uses this word better quite often. Let's just take a quick look at some of these. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 3. Yes, or yea, better is he than both they which hath not yet been, who hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Ecclesiastes 4:6. Better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. My dad, I remember, a hard worker, said that two men can do more in 4 hours than one man can in 8 hours. I never forgot that. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 13, better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king. Oh, we're about to get one. I'm going to stay off of that. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 5. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Ecclesiastes 6 verse 3. If a man begat 100 children... Man, can you imagine that? If a man begat 100 children and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. Ecclesiastes 6, verse 9. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes 7, 1 and 2. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Verse 2. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. That is interesting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. And then verse 8, our text. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Verse 10, say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. The scriptures I've mentioned that I want to our hearts and minds be drawn to, that we may meditate on it and it may bring a wonderful feast to our hearts, is better is the end of a thing than the beginning. I think it's fair to say most Christians I know are very limited to our understanding of what God is doing in our lives. We often wonder, God, what are you doing? We understand some things, but there's a lot that we just don't know. We're not able to know how something will end by the way it started. Just because something starts great doesn't mean it is going to have a successful ending. The Holy Spirit doesn't always show us what is going to happen. Jesus said the Holy Spirit is like the wind. And the wind currents, the jet stream, they never have figured it out. If they could, they could successfully predict the weather. The best computers they have haven't figured that out yet. And Jesus said, our lives are like that. We don't know where the wind is coming from or which way it's going to turn and go. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And we can rest assured, however, that there is one who knows the final outcome in our lives. God knows. He's the one that declares, if you'll turn to Isaiah chapter 46, a beautiful word of comfort and encouragement to God's people. I'm sure Brother Jim will be approaching it as he goes through the book of Isaiah. But in Isaiah chapter 46, I'm lost right now. Where did I say? Isaiah chapter 46, thank you, and verse 10. Truth of the matter is, I can't even find the book of Isaiah. That's pretty bad when a preacher can't find the... there we go. Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 10. And here is God declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God knows the end from the beginning, so he is the one that has the authority and the wisdom to say, the end of the thing is better than the beginning. Isaiah 48, verses 3 through 5. Here again, we find these comforting words. I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee, lest thou shouldest say, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image and my molten image hath commanded them. I have had on a few occasions the Lord show me the end from the beginning, that I could rest so when I hit some difficult times, I always remembered what God told me would be the end, and therefore it helped me from the obstacles. And because God is the Alpha and the Omega, he's the beginning and the end. He said that twice. Let's take a look again, because our God is in the book of Revelation. He says at the beginning of the book in chapter 1 and verse 8, he says to John, I am Alpha. That's the beginning of the alphabet, or the end of the alphabet and everything in between. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. But just in case we tend to forget, and we are prone to do that and need to be reminded again, it is again found in the end of the book of Revelation, chapter 22 and verse 13. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Some TV Christian ministry I enjoy, I must admit. But there is some that it concerns me because it really doesn't give a picture of true Christianity. Because everything is just great and everything is just wonderful and everybody is just, and yes, but every service is designed to be spectacular, and sometimes I think, are people really getting an understanding of true Christianity? And God be the one to give wisdom there. I guess what I'm trying to say, or Solomon is trying to say, is, are we willing to defer all judgment to Him and believe that He has the final word? To know that the end is better than the beginning, that is true for God's people. And because Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10 says, it shall be well with the righteous. So with our imputed righteousness, we don't have any ourselves, but with ours that comes from Christ, we can claim it will be well with the righteous. And the end of the thing is better for God's people, and the Lord is very much interested in the process. God's thinking is never that the end justifies the means. I like what Oswald Chambers points out, a great Christian statesman, and he said, the end explains. He said this, if you are trusting and having a life of faith, remember, we walk by faith, not by sight. We are people of faith. We're trusting the Lord. He says, if you are trusting and having a life of faith, if you are trusting in Christ in your daily living, if you are living in intimacy with Him and beholding Him in the mirror of His Word, the end will explain how you lived your life. The Lord is saying to us in part from Ecclesiastes 7:8 that we are in need of patience for the process. It is true, the end is better than the beginning. But He encourages us to be patient because your faith will be tested. We see the same principle is taught in Romans chapter 5 verse 3. Tribulation is to work patience in our lives. I hate tribulation, but it works patience in our lives. Let's take a look at that, just please. Romans chapter 5 and verse 3. Paul, who, it wasn't always on the mountaintop. Sometimes he was in the ship and all hope was gone that they should be saved. And Paul at times was in jail and he got deliverance, but sometimes he had to have patience to learn to find contentment. But in Romans chapter 5, verse 3, here's what Paul says. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. My pastor used to love to say, I know people say, oh, don't pray for patience because you'll get tribulation. My pastor would say, I've heard him say it 100 times, listen, if you think you're going to outsmart God and therefore not pray for patience so you can avoid tribulation, it ain't going to happen. You're going to have tribulation whether you pray for patience or not. You might ask God to give you patience when it does come, and that'll help, and that was a wise statement. But our tribulation, it is working patience in us, and experience hope in our lives. Galatians 5:22 says this, that the fruit of the Spirit is, one of them is long-suffering. That's the patience. Oh, Lord, give us patience that is by the Holy Spirit. Willpower seems to come so short at times. Isaiah says that it shall be well with the righteous. Paul wants us to know, the whole Bible wants us to know, according to Hebrews, we are not to cast away our confidence, but to plug into patience, into the equation of everything you do. Am I being patient, knowing that God is in control and the end is better than the beginning? Would you just stand back and apply that truth that Ecclesiastes says, the end of the thing is better than the beginning? Is it true? Yes, it was true of Job. The end of the thing was better than the beginning. It was better for Joseph. The end of the thing was better than the beginning. When God often refers to three characters in the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it was true of each one. It was better for Abraham in the end than the beginning. It was true of Isaac, who was coming to learn that the end of the thing is better than the beginning. It was true of Jacob that the end of the thing is better than the beginning. Even Jacob didn't think so at times when he thought, all these things are working against me. But that wasn't true. Everything was working for him, and the end of the thing was better than the beginning. Take a look at Esther in the Bible. The end is better than the beginning. Take a look at Ruth. This story of a lifetime. The end of the thing was better than the beginning. If you stopped right in the middle and say how things are going, you might hear a different expression of how they saw things. But the end of the thing is better than the beginning. And in your own life, the end of the thing is going to be better than the beginning. When Jesus said, and he referred to Peter, it is true of his life. Peter, you're this, but thou shalt be a stone. The end of the thing is better than the beginning. When you take a look at all of the disciples who forsook him and fled, maybe thought, oh, it's over. The end of the thing was better than the beginning. And would you just look at even the story that Jesus told of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. And every one of them, the end was better than the beginning. My father, who I love dearly, even before he became a Christian, and then he became a Christian, he said to me one day, and he didn't say a lot, but when he did talk, I listened. It had weight behind it. He said, son, if I had to do it over again, I wouldn't have worried as much as I did. Oh, how he worried. How he worried. He got better when he came to the Lord, but even when you come to the Lord, we're encouraged, don't worry. And that's why Jesus said, and I close, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25, he sent us a Savior that can identify with us. He didn't send an angel. He sent Jesus, who learned obedience to the thing which he suffered. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Boy, you need the help of the Lord to do that. Don't worry for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than them? And he gives quite a simple sermon. Aren't the greatest truths the most simple? The book I read years ago that said everything I ever needed to learn, I learned in kindergarten. The end is better than the beginning. There's been times when my faith has been tested, I'm sure like yours, when I thought, oh, what am I going to do? I don't know how, Lord, you're going to pull this off, but he always has. I was talking to my mother. Debbie, would you come, please? I was talking to my mother here a couple of months ago, and I could tell that her heart and her mind, I don't know if the word is worry, maybe it's just concerned. Anybody ever get concerned because love is there? And I said, Mom, I can detect, is everything okay? She said, now that I've prayed, it is. And that's why I want you to know upon the authority of God's word, it's all going to work out. It really will. The end is better than the beginning. How can you say that, Pastor? Because He is the beginning and the end. Let's stand. Have you ever watched a movie you've seen before? Even though you know what's going to happen, you can allow yourself to get kind of, oh, I hope he's okay, and then I have to remind myself, I saw this movie already. I know that he's going to be okay. But I allowed my mind to get into it, and then I thought, oh yeah, he comes out all right. I know it's been said 1,000 times, but we know the end. We win. We win. Because He is victorious. Heavenly Father, we thank You. And I just pray that anyone here, and that be all of us, that can be anxious and can be concerned about the future and wonder, how is God going to work this out? You come, Lord Jesus, so sweetly and remind us so many times, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. Oh, the end is better than the beginning. And all things work together for good. So Lord, encourage your people this evening. Lift them up and put a peace in their heart that knows that my God is the author and finisher of my faith. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And He is one that has promised us. He has overcome the world and for us to be of good cheer. And so I pass those words on to myself and to others. Be of good cheer. He has overcome. It will all work out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, you're better looking than you were 20 minutes ago.